Four-time Olympic speed skater Nancy Swider-Peltz has always been unconventional. She skated her own way and is still coaching her own way. The Chicagoan started speed skating when she was just 13, and she has devoted almost 50 years to the sport. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Sports and Commentary. My name's Greg Stewart. This program is sponsored by your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check us out online for all the info you need. If you want to give to help support the show, you can do so quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Nancy is a competitor extraordinaire, a super scrapper, and she's back with me on S&C today. So, Nancy, you've been described as unconventional. You were as a skater. You are as a coach. In fact, you refer to yourself as a rebel. Give me a sense of where speed skating is right now in this country and perhaps where the U.S. Speed Skating Association, the governing body for the sport, has maybe gone off the rails here a little bit.
Well, I personally believe that there's way too much a lack of focus on coaches. And what they have done is they're concerned about having a staff and an organization, and you could go with one staff person, and if you had five coaches, we would have so much success. We've got great skaters in the United States, and they have hired somebody to go off and find people in hockey and figure skating and other winter sports. And, you know, we have them right here in all the clubs that are around the United States. And you have to take your people and you have to coach them well. And this is why, just because I'm a coach is not why I'm pushing the coach, but your leader is everything. And I do not believe we've ever had the best educated coaches. We've used athletes who have come from the sport and have put them right in the coaching position year after they've been skaters. And that is not the way you do it. We do not have a formal education. There's weekend education. You can get your level 1, 2, 3, 4 in a weekend, and it isn't right. And as in all things in life, you need to have the right leader in place. You have to be prepared, and you have to be educated in your area, as well as, and I'm not going to just say education, here's the renegade side of me, you have to have that experience. And my abilities as a coach come more from having been raised in a family. As I had said earlier, my father was a coach, but also it was my personal experience. And I was a swimmer at Wheaton College. John Lederhouse is a great coach there. And I learned from swimming anaerobic threshold training, which is the heart of success in developing your cardiovascular system to tolerate lactate in a race. And I had an experience in college at Wheaton. I was an All-American swimmer, by the way, at Wheaton College in 5 events. And between my second and third Olympics, I swam there and became that 5-time All-American. And I had an experience in a 10x100-meter training event or day where I realized by the end of that set, I go, this is odd. I said, why am I swimming faster at the end? And why do I feel better? Well, anyways, I studied all that, worked with my swim coach. He coached me in skating for a year, but I took off on that, and it's that philosophy that gave me my ability to give training programs, but it is my upbringing with my father who taught me to develop relationships with my athletes, and that is how your athletes will skate for in a tough situation when you just can't deal with the pain. If your athletes have a relationship with you, skating or competing or doing something for you is extremely motivating, mm-hmm. and you can dig deeper. Or like an athlete, their parent just died or something emotional happened, that will motivate them, to higher, results. So, a lot of these things enter into that. So I took off on the whole U.S. speed skating, and I believe that U.S. speed skating is struggling and will continue to struggle until they realize that they need to develop their relationship with their athletes, treat their athletes like my group. We were renegades. I privately coached them, but they did not accept that. And they always made it difficult for us. And we had to raise our own money. And we had a struggle to get the same opportunities that those people who were with the organization had. And to this day, and because of that, all that involved, I think, because of that renegade, because of being different, because of not training with the program, when they had an opportunity to slight us, Jeffrey had made the Olympic team in two events that were selection races. They chose not to select him. And I would say I woke up that morning and found out they didn't take him. I was so hard. It was probably one of the worst days of my life. Now, relative to life and death, I get it. And relative to eternity and that, I get it. It's not important. But because we had prepared, and he had prepared a lifetime, this was his dream, you know, as a kid, to make an Olympic team like his sister and his mom. You know, it's sad. And we still aren't over it.
Yeah. It was a crushing blow when your son Jeffrey did not make Team USA as a coach for you, and especially as a mom. Well, your daughter Nancy Jr. did make Team USA. She was at Vancouver for the Winter Olympics, and we talked about that last time. And I'd like to explore your family lineage in the sport of speed skating. We're out of time today, Nancy, for the show, but let's return and talk about your faith in Jesus. It is the rock, the anchor you go back to during the times of devastation and crushing blows like you just visited about here with your son. Nancy Swider-Peltz, four-time Olympic speed skater. She was a star in the water in the pool in college as an All-America swimmer, and then four times Winter Olympics with the frozen water. Speed skating. Nancy, thanks for being here today. We'll talk again soon. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.